Jacob Zimmerman Quintet. Jacob Zimmerman heard on alto sax and Ray Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, with added guest on this one, David Marriott Jr. on trombone. And the tune we heard, written by Don Byas back in the 40s. It's called the 1944 Stomp, and it comes from Jacob Zimmerman's album titled Recording Band. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, Jazz Northwest. Today we're going to be playing some of the artists who are nominated for Golden Ear Awards coming up on Tuesday night. Voting is now closed, so this can't be seen as promoting any of the particular artists, but we're going to play you some samples of some of the recordings which are nominated for the Golden Ear Awards this year. The one we just heard by Jacob Zimmerman is one that's nominated for Northwest Acoustic Ensemble of the Year. Along with other nominees, the 200 Trio, Don Clement, Mark Taylor's lineup, we'll be hearing a little later, and Jovino Santos Neto's Quintetto and the Westerlies. Here is a tune from an older album by Randy Halberstadt, the pianist and composer who is up for two awards this year for Northwest Instrumentalist of the Year, as well as for the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. Here's Randy Halberstadt at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and Mark Ivester drums, and joined a little later by Mark Taylor on alto and Thomas Marriott on trumpet and flugelhorn. And this is a Randy Halberstadt original, which comes from his album from 2010, Flashpoint. This one is called 5x3.
Thank you. Rain, rain, please don't go away. I'm much too sad to see the sun today. I'd rather lie here, a blanket over my head. Black and white movies and chocolate in bed. So rain, stay and keep me company. The sound of you gives me such relief. You don't ask and I don't have to tell about the one who put me in this space. Rain, 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 please don't go away. I'm much too sad to see the sun today. Rather pull a blanket over my head. Oh, movies and chocolate in bed. Rain, rain, thanks for your company. The sound of you gives me such relief. You don't ask and I don't have to tell about the one who put me under the spell. It's so clear to see you need help to be confused that he doesn't love me. And I'm sick and tired of being alone. From the bottom there's no place but up. I'm wiping tears away with new makeup. Time to get up and be on my way. Enough of moaning for one day. Enough of moaning for one day. Enough of moaning for one
That's Eugenie Jones doing the vocal there in music from her album Come Out Swingin', which was issued last year and is nominated this year for Recording of the Year in the Golden Ear Awards. Rain, Rain, Don't Go Away. Eugenie Jones was accompanied by Bill Anschell on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. She wrote both music and lyrics for that song. And she will be singing to open up the Golden Ear Awards. She's performing to open the evening at 7 o'clock with an hour of music and songs from her album. And then the awards ceremony gets underway at 8 o'clock. And I will be there to emcee the event again this year. Looking forward to it on Tuesday night this coming week at the Royal Room in Columbia City for the 2015 Golden Ear Awards. Let's take a look at some other things on the calendar coming up. Oh, and before Eugenie Jones, we were listening to Randy Halberstadt at the piano. He was heard with Jeff Johnson on bass and Mark Ivester on drums, Mark Taylor alto, and Thomas Marriott on trumpet. And we heard an original by Randy called 5x3. Randy's always been a very busy musician around town as a longtime professor of jazz piano at Cornish College and also performing regularly with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, a popular choice for many singers as an accompanist, and performing with his own trio and small ensembles as well. Randy is nominated this year for Northwest Instrumentalist of the Year and also for the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. We'll know more on Tuesday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Some other events on the jazz calendar this week. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Jazz Police will be playing at Tula's. Pearl Django and Gail Pettis will be performing at the Marine View Church in north of Tacoma at 5 p.m. And Meditations on Coltrane at the Royal Room tonight with Steve Griggs and Evan Flory Barnes and Greg Keplinger at 8:30. Monday night, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be playing at Tula's, this 13-piece band. The Golden Ear Awards on Tuesday night at the Royal Room, and the same night, lineup with Mark Taylor and Don Clement, who are also nominated for an award, but they'll be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Piano Starts Here fundraiser at the Royal Room on Wednesday night for some much-needed maintenance on the piano at the Royal Room. Walter Blanding of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra will be at Boxley's on Wednesday, and the 200 Trio, recently heard here on KPLU's studio session, has an album release party at Egan's Ballard Jam House on Wednesday. Earl Klew opens a run at Jazz Alley on Thursday. He'll play through Sunday. Sonando plays Latin jazz at Tula's on Thursday night. And Alexei Nikolaev will be at Boxley's on Friday. The Danny Green Trio with Anton Schwartz on tenor will be at Tula's. Saturday night, Richard Cole Quartet plays at Tula's. Lots of good stuff coming up. Get out there and enjoy some live music. Right now, we're going to be listening to a couple of other nominees for Golden Ear Awards this year. Next up is one from one of the nominees for Northwest Concert of the Year. It's the only one we happen to have a recording of this live concert, but it's a doozy. It's Annette Cohen playing clarinet with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Annette Cohen is heard here in a composition by the Cuban composer Ernesto Lackawanna, one of the major figures of Cuban music of the 20th century, and this is one of his most famous compositions. This is La Comparsa with Annette Cohen and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like that. The humor and the wit in that piece. Played by the Westerlies, the brass quartet, playing the music of Wayne Horvitz, that piece titled Barbershop. And the Westerlies are Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler, trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, trombones. And they are just a marvelous group. And they are nominated for a Golden Ear Award this year. They're nominated in the category of Northwest Acoustic Ensemble of the Year. Before that, we were listening to the nominee, one of the nominees for Northwest Concert of the Year, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, with clarinet soloist Annette Cohen. And we heard them playing a beautiful arrangement of Ernesto Lecuona composition titled La Comparsa from a concert given at Kirkland Performance Center on February 22nd. Among the other concert nominees this year, a tribute to Ornette Coleman with Action Figure and Focus on Sanity at the Royal Room, the Ted Poor Quartet at Meany Studio Theater, Tomika Reed, Nicole Mitchell, Mike Reed at a Chapel Performance Space concert, and the Seattle Symphony with Bill Frisell and Chaprès and Derek Bremel and the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band that took place at Benaroya Hall, and that was part of the Earshot Festival. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The program is heard here every Sunday afternoon at this time. My name's Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your support of KPLU. Programs like Jazz Northwest are a hallmark of this station's locally focused programming, and to make sure it continues, it's going to take donations from listeners like you. KPLU has until June 30th to raise $7 million to buy its license and become an independent, community-run station. If we don't, KPLU will be sold to the University of Washington, and some familiar programs will disappear. You can help save KPLU by going to kplu.org. Take a look. Thank you for your support. Next, we have another live recording that we've made over the course of the past year, and one that is nominated for a Golden Ear Award. The group is the Mark Taylor Don Clement Group, which performed as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival in a concert at Tula's. And we will hear that group with Mark Taylor on alto, Don Clement piano. Russ Johnson is guest with the group playing trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, and Byron Vannoy on drums, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival at Tula's in October. Here is the group playing a Mark Taylor composition, and the group has been nominated in the Northwest Acoustic Ensemble. The group is called Lineup, and we'll hear them doing Mark Taylor's Fleeting. Thank you. a quiet and quite restrained composition played by the Industrial Revelation that really gets out there sometimes. But this is one of the quieter sides here by the group Industrial Revelation from their 2-CD set, Liberation and the Kingdom of Nri. This piece called Old Man Soul, and it was performed by the group, including Devon Lewis on drums, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, Josh Rawlings at the piano. He was the composer, and the trumpet player Aham Oluo. Industrial Revelation has 2 nominations this year for Recording of the Year, for the recording we've just heard, 2-CD set, and also for the Northwest Alternative Group of the Year, Industrial Revelation. And preceding that, we were listening to a group that debuted at the Earshot Festival and has performed several times since then. They have not recorded, although we do have this recording that we made of the group playing at the Earshot Festival at Tula's, and a composition titled Fleeting by Mark Taylor, the alto saxophonist, with Don Clement on piano, Russ Johnson trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, and Byron Van Noy on drums, recorded at Tula's in October. And Don Clement is also nominated this year for Northwest Instrumentalist of the Year. The Earshot Awards take place on Tuesday night at the Royal Room. Eugenie Jones and her band get the night going at 7 o'clock, the awards ceremony starting at 8. I'll be there to emcee the evening. Hope you can join us as we have this annual celebration with Earshot Jazz of some of the best jazz efforts of the past year. Next, we're going to be listening to a piece by another nominee. This is a piece by Greg Belalchi, nominated in the category of Northwest Emerging Artist of the Year. And this comes from his CD, which is also nominated for Recording of the Year, Greg Belalchi's Tenebre. Vocalist Chelsea Crabtree joins Greg Belalchi on guitar on this piece, Resurgen. Thank you. From Wayne Horvitz and his Golden Ear-nominated album, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon, that piece titled Money or a Story. And before that, we were listening to Northwest Emerging Artist nominee Greg Belalchi, guitarist, with vocalist Chelsea Crabtree in a piece titled Resurgam. And that concludes our Jazz Northwest. We've been listening to some of the nominees for the Golden Ear Awards, which come up on Tuesday at the Royal Room in Columbia City. The music begins at 7 o'clock, the awards ceremony beginning at 8 on Tuesday. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening today to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.5.